Frequency Cast Update.
Hi, this is Carl.
And this is Pete.
Each month we bring you the Frequency Cast podcast, our tantalizing take on technology. The mini show you're listening to now is designed to keep you updated while we're busy working on the next show.
Indeed, and it's been a busy few days since our last full-time show, with Frequency Cast being in the national press and live on BBC National Radio.
So, what's been going on, Pete?
I don't know if you remember, but about three shows ago, we covered a story about set-top boxes in the Birmingham area suddenly switching themselves off.
Yep, that's right, we had a poltergeist.
And basically what happened is there's been some transmitter updates going on. They made a change to the Sutton Coldfield Freeview transmitter, and as a result, some of the old Freeview boxes broke.
I remember it well.
But what's happened more recently is the problem has kind of spread, and a couple of weeks ago, one of the transmitters up in central Scotland made the change as well, meaning there's a whole stack of boxes that didn't work.
Right, so what's been going on?
Well, the story was picked up by Chris Musson from the Scottish Daily Record, and he got in touch to find out a bit more about some of the boxes that were affected.
Okay, and they were?
Well, the six in the list, there's the Daewoo DS608P, the Labgear DTT100, the Triax DVB2000T, the Portland DP100, and two combined receivers and video recorders, the Daewoo SV900 and the Bush IDV-CR01. Lots of numbers and letters there. So this originally affected Scotland and obviously the Birmingham area, but this has now spread to Ulster, the Tyne-Tees region and the Border TV region. So it's rapidly creeping around the UK, and what we're finding is thousands of these boxes are just packing up.
So everyone's stopping watching TV. Do you think they'll go out and do more sports?
Get a bit of exercise.
Get off that couch. Do you think it's the government's way of getting everyone healthy?
Could well be. So obviously this is a little bit frustrating for anyone that's had to now throw their boxes in the bin. And I think the biggest gripe has been the lack of communication about this. So the Freeview website wasn't really explaining too much about what was going on. You had to search through the frequently asked questions to find out anything about this. Now they have actually relented and put something up on their front page. But yeah, basically somewhere in the order of about 100,000 set-top boxes around the UK are eventually going to fail as more and more of these transmitter updates get rolled out across the UK.
Can we do something better than that on Frequency Cast website, just to make it easier for people?
We've actually got a page. If you go to the front page of the Frequency Cast website, we've got a big link that explains what these model numbers are, exactly what the technical problem is, and what people can do about it. So if anyone's affected by this, yeah, go to frequencycast.co.uk and there'll be some more information.
So what was all this about us being on the radio? Because I don't remember being there. Did I sound good?
Yeah, so after this story broke in the Daily Record, we got a phone call from the BBC, and Frequency Cast was featured on BBC Radio 5 Live and on BBC Radio 2, the Chris Evans show, no less.
Chris Evans, look at you, you starstruck celebrity.
So there you go. Stay tuned to Frequency Cast and, more importantly, to our blog for more on this unfolding story.
So what's next on your itinerary of fame and fortune?
Okay, in my hand I have a mobile phone. Which one's this?
That's not the new 3G one, is it?
Grrr. Yes, not happy about the 3G iPhone.
Why not?
It's actually due out at the end of this week, which would be the 11th of July.
Right.
And they did a special deal for anyone that's got an existing iPhone who wants to upgrade. And I thought, oh, I'll do that. So I did the right thing. I pre-registered. As soon as the new iPhone 3G is out, they're going to send me a text. I can pre-register. Monday morning, the 7th of July at 8 o'clock, they actually opened all the pre-registering stuff. So anyone with an existing iPhone can log on to the website, place an order, and it will be couriered to them for the day of release. Cool?
Fantastic.
So they sent out thousands and thousands of text messages to all the people that have shown an interest. And indeed, I hopped onto the website nice and early, 9 o'clock on Monday morning. And what did I get?
Nothing.
Correct. It was a little bit of a mess. So the website basically buckled under the strain of all these people trying to get on. So I was getting page not found and site down for maintenance, putting all my credit card details in and getting a sort of a weird server error message and all sorts of things. Basically, the whole of the O2 shop site ground to a halt on Monday as people were desperate to get their hands on one of these 3G iPhones.
Well, at least they know they're going to make their money.
And by 3 o'clock, they'd actually all gone. So, not particularly good. The scandal seems to be that new customers didn't seem to get this problem. It only affected people that were trying to do an upgrade, which is possibly a little bit cheeky. People that haven't already got one of these phones could go in and order. Anyone that's going for this upgrade process, which is meant to be beneficial to existing users, basically got shortchanged and couldn't order an iPhone. So I'm fairly convinced that's a little bit on the cheeky side. So yes, O2, you're not in my good books at the moment, and it looks like on the day of launch, Frequency Cast will not be getting a 3G iPhone.
That's not very sporting of them, is it? talking about sport.
Oh, there's a good edit. Well done. Yes, we've had a couple of emails in about sport. Now, this is typically the time of year that people start getting interested in sporting events because, of course, what happens on August the 16th?
The Barclays Premier starts on August the 16th.
Ah, yes, we're getting back into footy season. So in response to the emails we had, the actual email was specifically about Eurosport and whether it's available in high definition. The answer to that one's no, but we did think we'd just give you a very quick rundown of some of the sporting packages on offer if you're interested in getting digital sporting telly in time for the Premier in August.
Off you go then.
What do we start with first then?
Let's start off with Sky Sports, shall we?
Okay, if you're interested in your sport, then really Sky is the one to go for. Around about 30 channels, including Sky Sports 1, 2, 3, 2 Eurosport channels, 10, count them, 10 Setanta channels, and that'll pretty much set you back about £34 a month if you want to get these 30 channels.
That's a large package.
You like a large package, don't you?
What about high def?
Sky's pretty good in that regard. They have 3 HD channels, and now, of course, they've slashed £100 off the price of their HD box. Not a bad bargain if you want your HD sport.
No. What about Virgin, then?
Not so many channels, but still a good lineup. 7 Setanta channels, they've got quite a good deal going at the moment. Until the 30th of September, you can get their sporting stuff for £9.99 a month, normally £15, so that's quite a good saving. They also offer the Sky channels, but no HD.
It's always nice to have a Virgin package, isn't it? Fresh out of the bag.
The other one that's worthy of mention is BT Vision. They do have a sports package, only £4 a month, so that's a lot cheaper than Sky and Virgin. And of course, they're covering Premier games as well. For £12 a month, you can get the BT Vision Sport and Setanta all rolled into one package. And they also offer some great on-demand telly, better than the stuff that Virgin and Sky are offering. So if you missed a match or you want to see some highlights, download it over broadband. And of course, the box is free, which isn't too bad. They also offer a pay-per-match service from 99p.
Nothing like a cheap package. But what if I don't want to pay for my package?
Well, if you want sport, you're going to have to fork out some money for it. The closest you get, if you've got a Freeview set-top box or a Freeview telly, you do get Sky Sports Extra for free. Not a stunningly exciting channel, and they certainly won't be covering live Premier matches. But if you like your sport, that is free. You can also get Setanta for Freeview. Setanta is £10.99 a month. There's no annual subscription, and you do have to have a set-top box that's got a suitable card slot.
Right. Because it's coming up for the football season, I'm sure everyone wants this on the website. Can you do that for me?
If you go to www.frequencycast.co.uk/sport.html, up there you should find a whole list of comparisons, a list of all the sporting channels available, and a couple of decent deals. Well worth a look.
Excellent. Makes that nice and easy to find. Okay, well, thanks, Pete. That's it for this update. Our next full-length show is due out on the 1st of August. Visit www.frequencycast.co.uk to sign up for more on what we've covered. Be ready for our next tantalising take on technology. So, bye for now.
Frequency Cast. Update complete.